enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful Tuesday morning. Good morning, McKenzie and Liv and Porkchop and technical
good
producer Lenny Bree.
Morning, sunshine. The gang's all here. Hopefully some of you had off yesterday like we did, but here's the great thing. Then you get a short work week.
I didn't even realize that till today. I'm like, oh my gosh, I get to go on vacation even sooner.
Yes, you are leaving for Costa Rica. Are you so excited?
I am. I know no Spanish, but I know my name's Jose and I like cervezas. So it'll be a good time. I'm looking forward to lounging and doing nothing and also thinking about the show every single day. So I pray, say a prayer for me, and I mean this in the best way possible, that I don't think about you guys at all in work. Every time I go on vacation, and I'm not bragging, it's not a thing. It's a thing I hate as I get older. I love my job. I love what we do, even though it stresses me out way too much. But I cannot separate, for whatever reason, my vacation from work. And it's not like, oh, McKenzie and Liv and Chops, how are they going to do? No, you guys are fine. I know you'll be fine. But it's just, it's everywhere I've been. It's like, I really hope the show's going good.
It's crazy. He literally will come back from like a Christmas break or Thanksgiving or something. He's like, oh my gosh, like, I was just thinking about the show, blah, blah. And it's like, bro, I've not thought about it until this moment right now.
Liv's here right now and she's not even thinking about the show, okay?
It's like that anxiety. Yes, you just need to learn to like turn it off and be
And here's
good.
The thing, you need to also realize that when you're gone and you're away, it is out of your control.
I think something that's like that the is main out thing. Of it's
your,
a control
you need
thing.
To realize it is out of your control. And when you realize that, you need to realize what's the point of focusing on it when it is totally out of my control. Only focus on the things that you're in control of.
Dang,
and when
therapy.
You're out of the country, you're not in control of the show.
We'll talk more about it later on, probably on Friday, but I do have a plan in place in case we don't come back. Like manifest style, you know
okay,
what I mean?
Yeah, this is wild. So I walk in studio, I'm like, Joe, you, because he has like almost an entire week off, which is awesome, next week. And I was like, are you so excited? He's like, well, I've started to plan in case the plane goes down and like if I catch something. And I'm like, what? Like, these are things I would be like getting my cute bikini,
right,
like
getting a spray tan,
getting my spray tan on.
There are possibilities, as you brought up, we'll talk more about it later, but coronavirus could somehow catch that. I don't know. What if my plane goes missing for 5 years or so, like I get in a time portal, which will be nice. I'll look good for my age.
Well, when you come back, that will be great for ratings.
It will, but by then it's not in my contract that I signed. They don't have to keep me.
Well, you'll be gone with Lindsay, though, so you'll go down together. You know, my dad said the cutest thing the other day. He's like, I want your mom to live one day longer than me. Because he, like, doesn't want to have to live without her. And he wants to be like, well, no, if you're a bird, I'm a bird, like, notebook style. So for you, Joe, you and Lindsay, I mean, if it's the end, at least you go down together.
Yeah,
very true.
Lindsay's like, I hope I live 50 years longer than you. No. But that's kind of what I've been thinking about, getting ready for that. What about you, McKenzie? You were obviously sick on Friday, which sucks.
I was out. I was, like, literally for 48 hours, I did absolutely nothing on Friday and Saturday. I just caught something. And I was just, like, totally, totally worn down. My body just shut down. And this is Chops is sick. So I'm saying, that's what you got to do. Just drink water and sleep. That's all I did. I sweated out. I felt great. I feel like a new woman right now. I feel amazing. And I'm so happy because Sunday, Lucy, my little girl, turned 10.
Dang.
Yesterday was her actual birthday, which is so cool because it was President's Day and everybody had off. So we had a big birthday party, and she made bath bombs with her girls. Aww. And like whips and all these like cutesy little things. It was so fun. They did a phenomenal job. And then what else? Oh yeah, and then yesterday I took her on a little shopping spree. We lunched. We had such a great time.
You went to some like place like baked goods or something. Did you go somewhere where there were sweets or candy?
Oh, the cake bake.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I drooled all over my phone, and it started, like, smoking.
And she had a cookie cake. I have been like, cake, 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 like, all weekend. It's been glorious. How about you guys?
Live the web girl.
My weekend was good. I finally got to, like, relax yesterday, which I have not been able to do in probably, like, 3 to 4 weeks. Like, I'm not, like, just one day where I didn't have 100 other things that I had to do. So mm-hmm. It was so nice. I got some laundry done. I just, like, ate lunch and breakfast in not a hurry. Like, it was just so nice. And then this morning, I was like, I'm going to stop and get some Starbucks because I have some gift cards. And I'm just going to, you know, start off the week great. And they were so rude to me. And I was so disappointed. And they gave me the wrong thing. I ordered a grande and I paid for a grande, but they gave me a tall.
What
and I
the
went there
heck?
To get bananas. And they're like, we don't sell bananas. And I was like,
okay. Liar!
Yes, there are some Starbucks that do sell bananas.
Some of them do.
But
maybe they
don't.
But they don't, and they made me feel stupid for asking for bananas.
Let me see your cup. What did they
put
on there?
You want a banana? Are you crazy?
They labeled it stupid.
No, they didn't even give me a label. And they didn't give me a receipt.
What the heck?
You weren't worth a label to them. I'm sorry.
She was so rude, which I get it. Maybe she's never worked a morning shift before, so she's like not used to being up this early. So I get it, but ugh. Was not a great run-in.
I wouldn't do well at Starbucks. I would have the worst customer service. Like, here's your drink.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, hey, I hope it gets better for you. Would you mind go getting us some medicine balls?
Thank you. Honestly, I will.
I feel like she needs a redo, for real.
Yeah.
Get you that grande or venti.
Mackenzie's just saying that because she wants a coffee.
Yeah. We definitely have to redo it. And Chops, what about you, man? How was your weekend? Looks like you had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I made a ton of money at the steakhouse. Yay! But then, like, after that, I got sick. Yeah, I've been sick since Saturday night, and now I'm, like, dead.
God.
And I will tell you, I feel bad. Men are the worst when they're sick.
I was just saying that. 10,000
times more dramatic than us
ladies. My dad's the same way.
Scientifically proven that the flu virus hits men harder than women.
Oh, right.
You just make that up.
Okay, so what? Maybe I am. Hey, what's coming up in the tea?
Who Justin Bieber credits with giving him confidence to get back on stage. And he's off the market, ladies. Sorry, this NFL player just tied the knot.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandal. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time, kicking things off with The Bachelor last night. Peter met Hannah Ann's father, and he admitted, hey, I am planning to tell her I'm falling in love.
I'm actually hoping to tell her this tonight, is that I am falling in love with her. Well, that's a pretty big, I wasn't expecting that, for you to say that.
Oh, he was not expected. I mean, come on.
Your daughter's on The Bachelor. Yeah. What do you expect?
Exactly. Also, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it, Madison reveals that she is saving herself for marriage, but has not told Peter yet. Then Peter basically chooses his final three, which are Hannah Ann, Madison, and Victoria. Poor Kelsey sent packing. She is donezo. So... okay.
Bye.
This is gonna be interesting. So this was awful. Daytona 500 went down, and Ryan Newman has been hospitalized after a fiery crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500. Here's some audio.
Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air. Up. Goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth. And comes to rest, scoring unofficial between Hamlin and Blaney.
You could feel the awkwardness because we're waiting to see. I mean, that's what happens in those races. Newman car, like his car flipped several times in the air, eventually catching fire, spinning into the infield, crossing the line on its roof. No other drivers were injured during the crash. Denny Hamlin ended up winning the race. Newman credited with fourth place, but he remains in the hospital. We'll keep you posted.
It's
that's just horrific
insane.
To watch. It was just that last turn crash.
On the upside down, he's just, and all the sparks are flying. It looks like it's catching on fire. The crews there are amazing. And that same thing like in Indy for the Indy 500. For, I know it's not NASCAR, but for actual IndyCar racing.
Uh-huh.
The men and women that are out there helping people if there is an accident, they're the best in the world. And I think that made a big difference. And hopefully, he'll be okay.
I'll never forget Scott Dixon's crash, the Indy 500. And I'm watching because I know his beautiful wife and his kiddos. And I was like, and it looked, but he was fine. Like, he walked away unscathed for that. So, of course, thoughts and prayers to Ryan Newman and all of his family. Moving on here to Justin Bieber. He is crediting none other than Ariana Grande for helping him get back out there on stage.
I think, again, I was, like, dealing with a lot of fear. Just was afraid of, like, at that point, just even the process. What am I going to talk about again? And, you know, is it going to be received? You know, I'm starting to compare with other artists.
So he does really get transparent and raw during his documentary that he had a hard time with confidence, fear, putting out this next album, which is exquisite. He killed it with this. But he says Ariana really brought him on stage at Coachella last year, helped him get out there. He really missed that feeling. He also just talks about being fed up with the paparazzi, saying that he had like a mental breakdown after he was just spotted crying in public. And he just says, look, these days I'm a lot more emotional and I just like don't hold my emotions in.
I'm glad that he got rid of that thing on his face. I'm so glad he buzzed that mustache off.
The mustache?
Off. God, yeah, I saw it over the weekend. I'm like, thank you, Justin Bieber.
The stash is
thank
gone.
You. It looked bad.
Well, sad news for ladies. J.J. Watt is officially off the market. The NFL superstar, defensive end for the Texans, has gotten married to his beautiful soccer player woman, Clea, Saturday night in front of family and friends in the Bahamas. He is just such a quality dude. He had her name embroidered. It was so sweet on the back of his collar. And there's a viral video of him getting down with his cute petite grandma at the wedding reception. He is just, I just want to be like his friend. He just seems like the most quality dude.
Definitely. He's a dude goals for sure.
Yes. So congrats to JJ Watt and his beautiful new wife.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
I hate to admit my wife, Lindsay, was right, but I think she is. I put up on my Facebook page over the weekend, how many swimsuits should I take on vacation, like if I'm a dude? Because I thought there was an obvious answer to this, but I think I'm the only person that thinks this is an acceptable number. Like, I feel like you're going to judge me.
I feel like you would just, dudes are like one.
Maybe. We'll delve into my swim trunks next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and my wife Lindsay ended up being right when she said that I should bring at least two or three pairs of swimsuits with me on vacation if I'm going for a week. I thought you only needed like one like pair of swim trunks.
Well, how long are you guys? You're going for a week, right?
I'd say a week. Almost. No more than a week. Yeah, about a week, give or take.
And I would say a dude at least needs two. Now, women, I mean, I bring obviously a bikini a day. At least.
Yeah, I bring more than a bikini a day.
What?
And then I end up duking it out, like, oh, which bikini's going to make it, like, the last couple of days. But, yeah, I definitely bring close to, like, 12 bikinis if I'm going on a week trip. I think you need at least two. Normal amount would be three.
Now, is that for fashion or is that for, like, hygiene?
A little bit of both.
Because Lindsay was telling me, she's like, yeah, it's going to be gross if you don't have more than one swim. I'm like, why? Chlorine kills everything. Even if I go in the ocean, I'll go into a pool. That'll kill
it. But
it'll
be nice, think how little those, just like roll them up. It's not like a big deal. I always bring too many other outfits when I live in my bikini on vacation.
I just was amazed by it because I put it up on my Facebook page. I was like, oh, this will be an easy win for me, a little Pesh household debate.
Right.
And everybody's like, oh, two or three.
Exactly.
An occasional one or two guys like, one. But I couldn't believe it. Chops, let me ask you as a dude here, because ladies obviously know what they're talking about. But when it comes to bathing suits and going on vacation or somewhere near the water, how many suits are you taking with you? One, two, three? Like how many?
Every time, two.
Yeah, at least. That's the bare minimum.
I've never known this. Why?
The reason is because what if you go swimming twice in the same day?
But that makes no sense, though. Like, they'll get wet.
Right. So, okay. So they're all wet and used. You go home, right? So let's say you go swimming in the daytime, right?
Yes.
Around
yes.
lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're done swimming. Your mm-hmm. clothes are all wet. You go home. You take an Uber home, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're home. You eat dinner, and you want to go swimming again. Those same trunks are going to be wet. So you're sitting in like your car again with like wet trunks or whatever. You feel me?
Well, don't you like?
You need a fresh pair.
But don't you just switch those out? Like when you get to like you wear clothing to the pool, then you switch or to the ocean, and then you switch again?
But they still could be wet. So you don't want to slide on wet trunks.
Ugh. Yeah. So already got your wet towel. Now, do you bring one towel?
Usually, yeah. Well, I mean, like, depending on where you go, usually they have towels. But, yeah, I would bring one. Why are you bringing multiple towels, Tool?
Yeah.
This is just, I cannot believe how wrong I am on this. And I've never even thought, my whole life, My whole life, from a kid to an adult, I've only had one pair of swim trunks.
Your mind is blown. Well,
it
many-
is.
Wait, do you have more than one pair?
No, I have none right now. I actually have to go buy
Ooh,
some today after the show.
And this is not a great time of the year to buy them.
Well, I have gym shorts, so when in doubt, I'll bust the gym shorts out.
You should go to Target. Target just put out, I literally was there yesterday, all their swimwear, and it is cute.
Okay, I'll take one extra large swimming suit, and then I'll cut it in half and put it with the other extra large swimming suit, and maybe it'll fit me. I'm a fat guy. It's hard to find my stuff in the store.
You're fine.
Chaps, can I just borrow some of your trunks? That's probably the best thing, right?
Yeah, right. I don't even fit into mine.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. More than 300 American cruise liner passengers, including 14 who tested positive for coronavirus, were flown home to military bases in the U.S. after being under quarantine off the coast of Japan. Passengers and crew of the cruise ship Diamond Princess had been under quarantine for 2 weeks. Could you imagine being in quarantine for, like, I couldn't even do that for 2 days, but for 2 weeks?
No. I would go stir crazy.
More than 400 people on that cruise ship were diagnosed with the coronavirus. It's just all contained right there. I would get off and just try to swim with one of those little rings. I'm like, I'm going to shore. You're not going to hold me back. This is something, if you know somebody on keto, they might be aware of. A former flight attendant with American Airlines says he was unfairly terminated from his job after failing a breathalyzer test. He claims that his keto diet was responsible for the false positive. And according to a doctor, when the keto diet, I guess, is gaining popularity, certain breathalyzers equipment may give false positives when people are in ketosis, where they're burning that fat.
Ooh.
The confusion may lie in the difference between ethanol alcohol released through the breath, kind of gets stinky at times, after drinking, and then there's the one that I can't pronounce, isopropyl alcohol, which is released through the breath when the liver breaks down the fat. So, yeah, the guy, but I guess the guy got fired, but to be fair, the more in the story I read of this, he did have a previous, like, drunk thing at work where he actually had alcohol. So whether it's true or not, that sucks, but they have, like, a one kind of a strike policy, so that was the second one. He was out. And some really interesting slash sad news today. Ladies and gentlemen, Red Lobster, very quietly, I didn't hear about this, they changed their policy. Has anybody had their Cheddar Bay biscuits?
I mean, no offense, but why else do you go to Red Lobster? You go for the cheesy biscuits.
Okay. Can people not judge me if I say I've never had a Cheddar Bay biscuit before?
Wait, you are blessed because they're so addicting. They're so good.
I know, and I've tried. It's not that I'm against it. I don't think I've ever been to a Red Lobster before.
You haven't?
That is so shocking to me.
Even as a kid?
Not that I remember. Maybe when I was younger, but as an adult, like my teenage years, I don't ever remember going to a Red Lobster. Nothing against it.
Popcorn,
I love seafood.
Shrimp? You never had popcorn shrimp?
I've never been to one either.
Now, you wouldn't go, though.
I've never been to one either, but I feel like that's not that surprising. Like, that's shocking that you two have never been. Maybe we need to take a show out of
it. I'm the only one on the show that has been to Red Lobster.
How the tables have turned.
I mean, I haven't really been back as an adult, per se, but as a child, I went and they'd take the lobster out of the big tank and show you, like, the claw. I mean, it was so cool.
Hi, McKenzie, you're about to eat me. Now, Chaps, I understand, because you don't like seafood, right?
Oh, that's true.
I hate seafood.
Well, they have a lot of different stuff there, and they drown everything with cheese and butter, which is right up your alley.
Yeah.
No, I thought that was the Olive Garden. Oh, wait, that's both. Okay. Yeah, well, here's their new rule for the Cheddar Bay biscuits. Before you were able to get unlimited amounts of them. Now, there's a limit of 2 biscuits for every entree.
Oh.
I feel like that's not enough.
Dang it. Well, at least they're not doing away with them for good.
Well, and also, I know, and that's good. Maybe, you know, they need a little bit of portion control.
You know, you can buy these at the store, like actual biscuits, but they're not as good.
Yeah, nothing. It's hard to, like, duplicate it or have it frozen for a long time. The one thing I guess I'm not freaking out about is I love those little cinnamon roll thingies, like the bread or cinnamon butter at Texas Roadhouse. If that gets limited, we got a problem. We have a big problem, but I guess we're okay for now. And finally, wrapping up Joe's Need to Know News, it is National Battery Day, so there you go. I got to get some new batteries for my Xbox controller. That's why I lost a pork chop the other day in a game we played. It was all about the batteries going dead. And, Mackenzie, I'm sure you'll enjoy this one, National Drink Wine Day.
Yes, I had lots of wine over the weekend, and it was glorious.
And did you see, because I guess there's too many California grapes that are being produced, even for the next couple of years, wine prices are expected, like, to be steady and go down. Like,
this
wine's
like
going to be cheaper.
This is the best news I've heard.
I know.
Yes.
Sorry for all you winery owners out there, but good news for us. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it on out at joeandmackenzie.com. Song of the day is coming up next. song of the day. Today's a really cool category. It is songs by local artists, whether you're in Indy or you're in H-Town in Houston. So today, we really want you to vote hard to represent for what song you think is the best, and then we'll play it on the radio, the full song. Text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Let's kick it off with Live the Web Girl. We had tons of submissions, and what song did you go with? You got to turn. There we go. Try it again. Go ahead.
I went with this song by a guy named Jay Elliott. He is actually like one of my friends. I know him through my boyfriend, and his genre of music is like my favorite type of genre. You know, it's kind of that indie, kind of folkish sound. And he just came out with his new song, How to Be a Man, and I'm obsessed with it.
Reminds me of like the Abbott Brothers kind of.
Yes, definitely has like an Abbott Brother kind of sound to it. Absolutely love it. You can vote for him by texting the word song to 52140 and voting for C.
All right, Mackenzie, what's your song today by a local artist?
Oh, this is so cool. This is from Bianca out of Houston. She says she wrote this one in a place of healing. She knows she can't be the only one, and she wanted to share it for those who need it or can relate, and it is called Just Wondering.
Nice.
Voice of an Angel, local artist. If you want that one to win, which I do, certainly, text the word song right now to 52140 and vote for B, for Bianca, baby.
All right, and producer Porkchop, who are you going with today?
And my local artist is from just north of Indianapolis, a place called Carmel. His name is Jack Conway. He actually just recently moved to Los Angeles, and I consider him a very good friend of mine as well.
It's my neck of the woods.
Yes, he's from your neck of the woods, Mackenzie. And the song that he's written a couple of songs, and the one that I like the most, it's called Easy. So this is by Jack Conway, Easy.
I found the letters that you wrote for the breath in you was gone and we were easy, easy, just like breathing, just like breathing.
So if you want to hear Easy by Jack Conway, he's from Carmel, Indiana, just text song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140, and then vote for the letter D when prompted.
Okay, it just came through on my phone. I have changed my song of the day choice because I was paid $20 to do so. I'm going with Lenny Bree from... No, just kidding.
Oh, wow. I would not be shocked.
Lenny's like, what about a 2020? No.
Lenny's got some talent. He's got skills.
I know. We'd be too biased if we picked
that's
him.
That's true. That's true.
All right. But Lenny's our guy. But no, actually, somebody also from Carmel. A lot of connections here today. The song that I went with, which is tough. We thank you again for all your submissions. We really appreciate it.
Stars are born in Carmel.
Mm-hmm. The song is by Christian French. It's called Call Me Your Love. And check this one out.
My eyes are frozen, kiss your lips, I'm frozen, caught up in your motion, sheltered by your touch, and I've been home, we'll take off, we're floating, high off this emotion, just call me your love tonight.
Oh, come on, Mackenzie. You're big into vibes. How do you not pick that one today?
You know, I'm uber impressed with all of these selections.
Yeah, I am too.
Same here.
It's crazy how much local talent there is.
That slaps.
Yeah.
I love saying that.
Legit slaps. If you want to vote for my song, all you got to do is text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. I'm option A.
Oh, and by the way, Joe, a couple minutes ago, you said, hey, the category we're going to do today is local artists. And you're like, I don't remember why. I found out. It's from Chrissy on Instagram. She DM'd us and said, hey, guys, you should do a local artist song of the day. And Joe said, okay, what local artist? And she was like, no clue. Just sounded like a good idea. So.
Cool. Thanks, Chrissy.
Yeah, okay. Good idea.
Well, get to voting right now for these following song choices. You had Liv going with How to Be a Man by Jay Elliott. Mackenzie had Just Wonder by Bianca.
Woo!
We have Jack Conway. Conway Easy. That's what Pork Chop went with. And myself, Joe, I went with Christian French. Call Me Your Love. All you got to do is text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140, and we will get a local artist winner. This is big stuff coming up next. Song of the day might be one of the toughest ones because there's no real bias. I mean, I guess if you wanted to vote for somebody based purely on if you're in Indy or Houston, other than that, these are, for most of us, all new artists that were incredibly, picked. It was hard to narrow it down.
This could be their shot to be totally discovered. This is a huge deal, and I'm so impressed. They all sound great.
Yeah, like if they blow up and they have, like, a Netflix thing, I'm like, I remember Joe McKenzie played my song on their morning show.
Yes.
Joe didn't vote for me, but so what? No, here are the songs that you could have voted for as we add up the results right now. Pork Chop doing the hard stuff behind the scenes. We had Live the Web Girl went with How to Be a Man by Jay Elliott.
Dad, I'm trying to learn how to be a man.
All right, it's a cool little vibe we can get down to. Mackenzie had Bianca with Just Wondering. Okay, then we had Pork Chop. He went with Easy, the song by Jack Conway. All right, myself, Joe, I went with Christian French, Call Me Your Love.
My eyes are frozen, kiss your lips, I'm frozen.
Oh boy, how do you decide between those four local artists? How do you pick?
First and second place are only separated by 5%. Coming in last place with 7% of the vote, Live the Web Girl.
Wow.
I knew it.
Really?
The only reason why is because we are a pop station. So a lot of people like, you know, Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber, but like that's not my kind of like favorite music. So I like more of the folk indie vibe, a real guitar, real banjo, that kind of stuff. And that is like totally up Jay Elliott's vibe.
Like this?
Kind of, yes. But yeah, no, he definitely has a sound like the Lumineers or like the Avett Brothers, something like that. So.
What about this?
Actually, yeah, that literally sounds some of my favorite
songs. Only one time have I ever won with like George Ezra. It's kind of like that vibe.
For sure.
But John Mayer never wins for me.
If you liked his vibe, his music, you can check him out on Instagram. It's Jay Elliott.
Coming in third place with 25% of the vote, Producer Pork Chop.
I'm so happy. I want my girl Bianca to win. I'm just ecstatic we're in the top two.
Christian French, Call Me Your Love.
Bianca,
Call Me Your Love.
Second place,
Call Me Your Love. Just I love wondering. You, Chops. I love you.
31% of the vote.
I love you.
First place is 36% of the vote.
I love you.
Ooh.
I love you.
Second place.
Stop bribing him.
Goes to Mackenzie.
Dang it. Sorry, Bianca. We were so close.
Oh, I knew I picked a winner. I mean, they're all good, but oh my gosh, really?
First place, Christian French from Carmel with 36% of the vote.
That is super cool.
Dang.
Because C-Town is where I'm from.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, here it is. Christian, if you're listening right now, I hope you hear this. All your friends are hearing it. Congratulations. You are a local artist song of the day winner.
Just me and you, I'm watching the way that you move. What do? You tell me to follow the mood. Running around, to me this is everything now. Don't make a sound. My eyes are closing, kiss your lips, I'm frozen. Caught up in your motion, sheltered by your touch. And I've been hoping we'll take off, we're floating high off this emotion. Just call me your love tonight. Call me your love tonight. So breathe slow, just go with the wind. Feeling like a hero, hoping this won't end. With one hand in my own and another on my shoulder, people know where this is about to go. My eyes are closing, kiss your lips, I'm frozen. Caught up in your motion, sheltered by your touch.
take off, we're floating high off this emotion. Just call me your love tonight. Just call me in love tonight. Just call me in love tonight.
When you're big and famous, Christian friends, just remember that Joe Pash picked your song out and it won Song of the Day. I just hope that's like in some like fun fact in history one
Christian
day.
Christian French, I am so impressed. And the quality.
Oh, yeah. These are all highly produced tracks. Yeah. They're not like something where it's like, all right, hold my phone up to the speaker. Okay, now hit record. No. Mom, quiet. It's good stuff. Hey, thanks for voting. I think that's really cool, that idea of having local artists, and I'm really happy that we got to put all those different people on. I want to give a shout-out, too, by the way, to Officer Sergio and his daughter Sophia. I ran into him, not her, at the Red Room in Indy. Was it Saturday night? My weekend was kind of a blur, but it was so cool to see him. Actually, I just saw him as he was breaking up a fight. Some drunk guy was getting in an Uber, calling somebody a homophobic slur. Then he wanted to fight the cop. I'm like, wow, dude, not a good idea. But, yeah, men and women out there in the blue, thank you for all that you do, and thanks for listening to you and your daughter for Song of the Day. They heard that Song of the Day might be going away. They're like, no! Aww. But it's not. We're keeping it. That's why we keep it, so we can do local music just like that. Good stuff. I feel like Liv especially is going to lose her mind when she hears the story, but I want your honest opinion, ladies, if you're listening at 833-563-2539. This barbershop in Oklahoma does not allow women in, and I'll explain why, and I want to get your thoughts. An Oklahoma woman is upset after she says she was asked to leave a local barbershop because, well, she's a woman. The woman went to King's Cuts with her husband to get his hair cut, but before she could even sit down in a chair, she got kicked out of the barbershop. This is what the barber told her, quote, "I'm sorry, but we have a strict no woman policy. You cannot be here." The owner of the barbershop says he can see how some may misunderstand their policy of no girlfriends or wives, but says it's no different than the way other salons operate. The owner said it's never been about discrimination, but creating a, quote, man cave atmosphere. The lady said no matter the reason, what they're doing is not okay. She said, "You can't treat people that way. Nobody was there. I wasn't offending somebody with my presence. The barbershop doesn't plan on changing their policy anytime soon." So my question is this. I think I've been in a salon once, maybe, but is that true, ladies? Are there salons out there where it's women only? I didn't even know about that. Is that true? Like, I've never heard of that myself.
I've never been to a salon. There's usually not typically a lot of dudes. I remember back in the day, there was a gym, and I don't remember the name of it, but it was a chain, and it was only for women.
I think I know you're talking about, but I can't think of that. I can't think of the name either.
And that was really interesting to me. So it's like, it wasn't, you know, some women, I guess, felt pressured to look cute while they're working out because of guys were there.
Well, I can get that. If you feel, working out already can be uncomfortable for a man or a woman, but especially if you're a woman, whether you feel insecure about your body or dudes are cheaping, maybe.
I can't remember. That would make sense, right?
I tried to sign up. They said no.
This doesn't offend me. I mean, who cares? I don't have, but I'm like not dying to go into a barbershop. However, it is a little weird. What if you have a son and you want to take him in? Like, as a mom, can you not take your kid?
See, and that's, I don't know. Like, I tried to look into that because that's a very good point. Like, the barbershop I go to, I like to go to Wharfley's. That's in Broad Ripple. And I'll go there and they're cool. And women are allowed in there. There's actually a female barber there. She's really good. But moms have brought their kids in there. I've seen that before. So I don't know, but the reason I really brought this up is Liv, the feminist on the show, does that bother you, or are you cool with that? Like, let's say your guy Colton went to go get his hair cut at a barbershop. Would you be like, oh, hell no?
I just think it's stupid. Like, I just think it's stupid and silly, and like, why? Like, it's not like I've been to him to one of his haircuts before just because we were running errands, and he like wanted to hop in this like really cool barbershop and get his hair cut. So I just like sat in there and I looked through these picture books they had, whatever. So like I've only been with him one time. It's not like I'm dying to go to the barbershop with him. I think it's just freaking stupid. Why make a rule about it when like chances are not a lot of women are going to be in there anyways. So but like, why do you have to make a rule about it? It just seems so unnecessary.
Well, this lady tried to go in there and she's upset about it. I mean, do you both like agree with what she's saying, or are you kind of like, lady, like it's a guy spot?
If I was in that moment running errands with my boyfriend, he said, hey, I want to stop and get a haircut. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll just chill in the barbershop. They had a bunch of picture books. Also, I have my phone. I won't be bored. I'm like, oh no, sorry, girl, you can't come in. And I had to sit outside. I'd be livid and be like, how old are you guys? Like, are you kidding me?
I totally get it, though, as a guy. Not like we're talking like all kinds of secrets, but I don't know what a salon's like. I don't. But I know like in a barbershop, like a traditional barbershop, it is kind of a dude place just to chill out, relax, and do your thing. And,
oh,
and kind
so
of like
if
a
I'm
man
sitting
cave.
There, you're going to be so pressed if I'm just sitting yeah, there on like the couch checking Twitter and checking Instagram. I'm not listening to you, I promise.
No, but the conversations we're having, I mean, the barbershop I go to, like I drink a beer while I'm there.
See,
like,
I think
fun.
That's the ticket. I always wanted to open up an awesome boutique for ladies to shop and then put a bar in the middle for guys.
What? Okay, yeah, we're going to Mackenzie's place.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Working hard on the tea this morning. What's something we could expect coming up, Mackenzie?
Ooh, well, breaking at Taylor Swift's dad's place. Plus, if you've always wanted Kim Kardashian's booty, well, you're in luck.
Finally.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, scary stuff. Taylor Swift's dad. Okay, so he has a $4 million penthouse with security in St. Petersburg, Florida. But somehow a criminal managed to sneak in, climb 13 flights of stairs in the emergency stairwell to burglarize the place. As Swift's dad gets home, apparently finds the burglar. A struggle ensues, and then the dude gets away. And here is the local news report.
Court documents indicate he entered the Vinoy Place complex in January and went into a parking garage. There, he was able to access an emergency exit to a fire stairwell that should have been locked. Police say he climbed 13 floors and entered the condominium. When the owner came home, there was a struggle, and Hoover was able to get away.
I don't know much about crime, but why don't you go to the first or second floor? 13
right?
floors up.
What an effort that is. Dang. So he is on the loose and wanted. Scary, though. Well, Denise Richards of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills says she does not have an open marriage.
I think it was juicier, and it's a little bit more normal now.
She says her life is more normal now. She took to social media to shut down rumors that she and her husband, Aaron, have an open marriage. Okay, here's the deal. So this comes after a source spoke out saying there was an affair that happened between Denise Richards and Brandi Glanville, which is one of her co-stars of, like, formerly of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, who
awkward.
Also used to be with Eddie Cibrian, who's now with Leanne Rimes. It's hard to keep up. But she says, no, I'm 100% monogamous to my husband. Denise Richards says she's faithful and she does not have an open marriage. Well, BTS Army, get excited. BTS to appear on Carpool Karaoke on the Late Late Show once again. This will be the second time the group has appeared. Last month, they debuted their new single, Black Swan, doing very well. So mark your calendars. BTS fans, they will appear on February 25th.
Question.
Yes.
How do they all fit in the car?
With James Corden?
Yeah, I didn't see the first. How do they fit in the car? I just want the logistical explanation.
They have a big car. Maybe they have rows. Do they always have the same car, or do they mix it up? I don't know.
I think it's usually the same car, because like I could seem like, okay, we're all going to put you on safely in the back with no seatbelts.
Well, you know they're not actually driving. Have you seen the behind the scenes? People were shocked because it's like a big production and they're on a lift.
Talk about it. Yeah, they kind of make it so it's on wheels, but it looks like they're driving from the camera.
So safety is really not an issue.
I just want to make sure they're all wearing seatbelts. That's all. I'm concerned.
Are you concerned also that you'll never have a booty like Kim Kardashian?
Yeah. Is today insecurity day for the show?
Well, now, Joe, I'm happy to report you can have that famous behind. Okay, a trio of Scandinavian artists created their own version of a Kim-inspired shapewear. It's in the form of a flesh-colored padded booty, basically. It's true to size, and it literally is a mold of Kim Kardashian's butt. It's called the bum. You slip on these shorts, almost look like Spanx, but they give you all the extra padding. Hey, they're on sale for spring, but they'll get to set you back. $450 to $600 each.
What is that, per butt cheek or for both cheeks?
I have an eye plastic surgery. I haven't had butt implants.
Well, I'm about to.
I would love just to wear those for like a day and just strut around like in yoga pants. I think Liv and I should totally do it. It'd be so fun.
Just see the difference it makes. Like, if people notice us, if we get some free stuff.
I'm wondering, and I need you to be honest here, because I don't think I do, but I've been told by multiple people that I have a flat butt. And that kind of bothers me. I'm not that like, vain, but...
I can literally 100% honesty say I've never, ever checked out your butt.
Well, would you like to?
No.
No, we're good.
Chops, are you into butts?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Okay, can you... Can you honestly tell me if I got a flat booty or not? Like, my pants can stay on. Hold on a second.
Have you not ever looked in the mirror, Joe?
I just don't think I have a flat butt. Like,
you got a pancake ass.
I do?
Yeah. Sorry.
What, does Chops have a pancake butt?
We got to do some squats.
Yeah, Pork Chops does too. That's why his pants always fall down.
But I do leg stuff all the time.
My boyfriend says I have Hank Hill butt.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Hey, Bobby. Propane and propane accessories. All right, that was a terrible Hank Hill impersonation.
Google Hank Hill butt.
Can we do it? Can we do a side by side photo, Liv, where like it's a photo of Hank Hill's butt?
I'm literally Googling Hank Hill butt right now.
I want you to see it.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to pull up images.
Peggy. Wow.
It's so bad.
Yes.
It's so bad.
Show me that booty. Let me see that booty. Oh, it's boy. Terrible. Oh, my God. I thought it was something else.
It does look like something else. So if you need to laugh at work today and you're like dragging, then just Google Hank Hill butt.
Yeah, we will not duplicate that one.
Think of producer Pork Chop.
Look like something else. Hey, coming up here on Joe and Mackenzie.
It's like a potato.
Somebody on the show has to get this taken down. Somebody's been impersonating them online. This is juicy. We'll talk to that person, hear their story, but I'm sure that they're not alone. 833-563-2539. We're going to want to hear from you, too. Like, who was pretending to be you online? Were they using your photos for dating profiles? What were they doing? It's coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Hey, good morning. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
All right. So, you guys, yesterday I was made aware of something. Not happy about it. I'm super annoyed by it. So, I want to give a shout out to Reckless and Brave 19 over on Instagram. Messaged me, said, hey, love your work. Is that you really on Reddit? And I had missed that message. And then again, they said, hey, someone is posting all these pictures of you saying they're you. Are you really over on Reddit? I know I've heard of Reddit, never on there, clearly not me over there. So I checked it out. I'm like, let me do some investigating. And then I go over there to Reddit and there's two pages and there I am. It says a profile, it's you/Mackenzie Roth, and there's all of me and my pictures and people commenting and some freaking weirdo impersonating me, pretending to be me. And then they have like
nice.
A second page. And it's so creepy.
Now, just to throw it out there to really make your mind go, pow, or a better sound effect for explosions. Do you think possibly this person that reached out like, hey, did you see this?
Maybe, is the person?
Maybe that's the person that created it. And now they're trying to get on your side.
I'll tell you what, literally these days, I trust no one. In fact, even my friends that are in the public eye, when they reach out to me, we FaceTime to verify sometimes it's them. Because there's just so many shade balls as of late. But yeah, this is, I mean, I was laughing.
I hate those shade balls.
I was laughing because some of these, they're like they posted pictures from me like out in LA and they're like, oh, out for a stroll. Like,
I like it though. I clicked on the link. I like it. They're hitting up joeandmackenzie.com. Thank you for the website hits. We need those.
But this is creepy. Like, what is this fake Kinsey saying to people? And that's what creeps me out, like interacting with people.
Is this the first time you've had somebody impersonate you that you're aware of?
It's happened many times on dating sites and I had to shut that ish down. I mean, clearly, because who knows what the other Mackenzie, she could be really scandalous. Like,
she's probably making a lot of money. You turned down all these dates for like $3,000 or $5,000. So it's like, I'll do it for $500.
You know, I would be flattered. Like, no one's tried to impersonate me.
It's not flattering, though. It's creepy AF.
How come no one's tried to take my photos?
I bet they tried to take your identity and they're like, oh man, this guy's got a worse credit score than me.
Backfire!
No! 833-563-2539. Mackenzie's situation, I think, is really relatable to a lot of people, and we're wondering who has had their identity kind of, you know, taken over. Did somebody use your photos for dating profiles? Did somebody try to, like, steal your identity? I mean, we want to hear those stories.
I mean, this is so funny. 16 days ago, I was in a mood, kissy face. Like, I think it's actually kind of it's fun to see, like, what I was like.
I think you were in a mood 16 days ago. I think so. Now, we got Lenny Breer, technical producer in Houston. And, buddy, you had the same thing happen to you. Lenny Breer.
We're going to get
Lenny. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we got you. So was this over on Tinder, Lenny?
Yeah, so check this out. I host a party every Thursday down here in Houston, and I'm standing on stage turning up the party. There's this girl who's just staring at me nonstop, and I'm like, what is up with this chick? I've got to go to the bathroom. She walks up to me. She's like, you're just going to act like you don't notice me? And I'm like, I don't know who you are. Dude, turns out this chick had been getting catfished by somebody who was pretending to be me for a year.
Oh, a whole year?
See, this is what I'm scared of.
They had a whole relationship.
Well, hold on. Okay.
Don't act like you don't know who I am.
Tell the people that have been catfished, how do you have a relationship over a year? Like, within a month or two, I've got to meet you. I don't feel bad for somebody. We've been talking for a year? Well, when are you going to meet? You need to meet. I feel bad for her, but, Lenny, how awkward was that trying to explain your way out of that?
No, I mean, I didn't even find out until she pulled out her phone and showed me all the messages. So then I get on Tinder and I find the same person. And let's just say that person might have a lawsuit on their hands.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of the rules of this Reddit, black hole, if you will. First of all, it's very hard to get someone to actually take stuff down. I've been working on it. And secondly, that's one of the rules. You can't impersonate someone. Pretend they're somebody else.
Lenny, so question. That girl that was like, hey, like, aren't you going to recognize me? Are you actually interested in her?
Nah, she wasn't hot at all.
Did you know you proposed to her on Tinder? I mean, that's your future
wife. Hope you're
wife.
Not listening.
Oh, boy. Love gone. Just like that.
Dang it.
833-563-2539. Hey, call in and share stories of when you had somebody else kind of jack your stuff and impersonate you. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Okay, so I have a kind of debacle. Not really me, but my cousin. But I think she brings up a really good point, and I don't want to be the only advice that I give to her. So I'm wondering what other people think about this.
Okay, what's the story?
My cousin went to a wedding recently, and she got them. It was a really bougie wedding. So the couple is a really bougie couple. So everything on their wedding registry was insanely expensive, like all designer name things. And so my cousin, of course, being a good like wedding guest, got something from their registry. I think it was around like, it was definitely a couple $100, if not more expensive than
Dang.
That. Yeah, it was around like $400.
Nice.
And then the couple ended up getting divorced after just 60 days. Like, literally, they were just shy of 60 days of marriage, and they already got a divorce.
That's shorter than Kim K.
Exactly.
72 days.
Shorter than Kim K. Shorter than, like, 2 months, basically. And so now my cousin's, like, kind of, like, mad and is like, dude, I spent so much money on your wedding gift. I don't have that kind of cash just lying around. Like, I want to ask for my wedding gift back. Am I just supposed to assume that they're going to be sending those back to all the guests? Or do I actually have to, like, call her up, ask her? Because it wasn't even a 60-day marriage. Like, the wedding basically just happened.
I feel like this is the rule. It's past expiration date. There's no way. Like, if someone had not shown up at the altar, or if it didn't go through and you'd already sent a gift, then you would get your gift back. But no.
833-563-2539. I'm torn. While I'm the king of cheesy, I agree this is something you probably should not do. But then, Mackenzie, I almost look at it like, well, what's the return policy at Walmart? Oh, 90 days? Okay, you got 90 days to get your gift back. It's tough because I'd hate to be in that couple's position too. No matter what the reason is, they're obviously not working out. Do you want to have to go and then tell everybody like, hey, like send all the packages back and get all of the addresses? I feel bad because obviously one person in that marriage didn't screw up. Somebody had to have.
I just feel like it's very kind of, I almost think it's kind of rude to ask one of your guests to spend that kind of money on your wedding gifts. Like, I get it. You guys are rich. You guys are bougie, but not everyone is. And so to ask your guests to spend that kind of money and then for you guys to just get divorced, not even 60 days after, and no one really screwed up. They just like were not compatible. They just like literally could not stop fighting and just got divorced.
Well, honestly,
like, it was no big deal.
I feel like that they made the choice to spend that, which was so nice, but like they made that choice to purchase that gift. They could have gone with a gift card if that was out of there, but there's no way after 60 days. Plus this couple, honestly, has so much probably on their mind. That's the last thing they're gonna think of or even deal with.
No, I kind of agree with that one. I'm interested to see if anybody actually thinks, like Liv says, that you should be able to get your gift back. Or is there ever a time, like I think only when Mackenzie mentioned would be acceptable, and that is the fact of, hey, we called off the wedding, already kind of sent something on our registry.
Then I feel like it's appropriate you give the gifts back.
This is why I always do the old, oh, they must have lost my card thing, like where they didn't get a card from you, but you never do it. Mackenzie, if you ever get married again, please invite me. I promise, the gift's in the mail.
Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Dare Dice going down right now here on Joe and Mackenzie. We have to do a special edition of it because Porkchop's got the bubonic plague or coronavirus or something that just doesn't look good. So you're going to go last today, Chops, okay?
And he has to stay on his own microphone.
Okay.
Because he's
disgustingly
he's
sick,
well,
yes.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're here. Spread the cheer. All right, well, then who's going to go first? This is the one time I want to go first, so I don't catch
go
anything.
Go first, Joe.
All right, toss me the box. Give me that box of shame where my dare dice at. Okay, cool. Okay.
Whoa.
All right, this box is going to have to be retired. It's seen better days. R.I.P. This box looks like Pork Chop's body
right now.
We're
doing this weird. We never sit down.
What the?
I don't know. That was here when I got here.
What?
There's something.
Hold on. I got to clean the
we
playing
feel like
area.
Our whole studio is a germ fest. Okay.
Okay. I think we're good
I
now.
I have a bunch of wet ones ready to wipe
Are you
down.
Clogging our toilets with those?
No. These are germ. These are antibacterial hand wipes.
I didn't know. I thought they were like
that. They get mad at me because I use the wipes because I'm fresh to death.
Our building already is falling apart. All right. Here we go. Roll number one, give me a high
Here we
number.
Go.
Ooh, a two.
I can't, if I lose, I can't do anything. I'm sick.
You gotta shake 100 hands. Go!
lick people.
Yeah, it's a lick challenge. We're gonna lick you. Here we go. Give me a high number.
Oh!
What is it?
Two. Okay, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go second.
I got a four. Shut
Unless,
up.
Liv, do you wanna go? You want me to go? Okay.
Okay, Mackenzie.
We're making poor, like we said, poor Chuck go
Roll
last.
Roll A1.
We love you,
Roll
but...
Roll A1.
Oh! What the heck?
I'm sorry.
Joe!
I'm sorry.
I literally just rolled a 1.
Okay. Now you have to... What
Give
she...
me a 6. Give me a 6. You have
okay.
to say roll
well,
a
hold
6.
Up. Well,
roll a 6.
No, tie with me. Then we'll have a roll off, so we have better chances. Roll a 3 or lower. Roll a 3 or...
6.
Ah! She's got a 5, which equals 6, so
okay,
she's
sweet.
Guaranteed safe.
Safe. Okay, Miss Liv's up next.
All right, Liv the Web Girl. Okay, Chops, you really got to get away from the microphone.
All right, we're coming. Sorry, I had to make Mackenzie film instead of Pork Chop because I do not want Pork Chop
touching
my phone.
You're not
touching
anything.
All right, come on, baby. Come on, baby. Give me a 6. Give me a 6. A 5.
You're already safe. Ooh. You're already safe.
Okay. Not bad. Just for funsies. Let's see what I roll. Yes. Come on, come on, come on. 6, 6, 6, 6, 6. A 4. Ooh. A 9. Not bad.
All right, Chops.
Here, let me contaminate the die.
Oh, boy. Can somebody hand on the dice? I don't want anything to do with it. Are you guys okay over there?
My arm just touched your water, Mackenzie.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God!
You're going to get sick!
Okay, well, I think the lid is, like, covering where I put my mouth, though.
No, but he actually put his mouth on it. He's like, blah, blah, blah.
So where do I roll? Over here?
Just make a space.
Yeah, by your toilet paper roll that you have.
Gross, dude. You why did you not stay? Even I told you to stay home yesterday.
Because I'm getting better.
Yeah, you sound like it.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
It's the best I ever felt.
He literally sweat through his boxers this morning and told us all about
Hey, drop the dye. You're not supposed to tell everyone that.
Seriously, okay. When you're done, please disinfect those.
All right, here we go. Dye one. Aw.
What did he get?
A one. Oh,
yes! 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 Come on, sweet baby Jesus!
I can't. 3 weeks
Three
in
lower.
A row. Please don't make me
That's so terrible.
Please.
I feel so bad.
Three or lower. Right, three or lower. Come on. Come on.
Yahoo! A six.
Oh, boy.
Is it Joe?
It is me.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Now, keep in mind.
He won't even do a roll-off because he won't want to touch the dice again.
No. Keep in mind, tomorrow I will roll to see if I can get doubles. And somebody, I'll tell you right now, I have in mind a box of shame punishment that I would love to transfer to one of you.
If you transfer it to me, everyone's going to hate you. I'm sick.
Everybody already hates me. Nobody wants you guys to do it. It's always like, oh, I hope Joe does the punishment.
You wouldn't transfer it to a
sick
guy.
I just want people to know, like, they're probably like, wow. Wow, Porkchop came to work even when he's sick. That's so honorable. He reminds us every 20 seconds of just how sick he is.
I feel good. Oh, guys, I got the coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm doing that.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Leave. All right, go. Go now.
I'm literally going to sit over here by Joe the rest of the show.
You know, our box of shame punishment is trying to survive this flu.
I don't have the flu.
Dare Dice is like, dare come to work and not get sick?
Can you please wear a mask? They actually have them upstairs. I know it'll be tough to speak through, but that would be great.
Yeah.
Actually, Liv, can you go up and get it? Because he's going to go touch everything. We're going to lose all of our people. All right, Liv's on our way.
Okay.
Gosh, I feel like we lost somehow on this one.
Guys, it's hot.
Yeah, I know, because you're sick and you have a fever.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
What did you think was true? Like, you had no idea, but it ended up being like, that's not true. Kind of made up, but you thought it was a real thing. Liv the Web Girl, your friend thinking that this was true about Valentine's Day, I can't help but laugh. What was their situation?
Okay, so on Valentine's Day, last Friday, I get a Snapchat from one of my friends, and he goes, wow, like, hope no one at the office tries to pinch me since I'm not wearing red. And it was Valentine's Day, and I was like, wait, bro, what?
Well, that does hold true, though, for St. Patty's
Day.
So
I said,
he's ahead of the game.
I was like, I think you mean for St. Patrick's Day. Like, that only happens when you're not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day. Like, that's a St. Patty's Day thing, not exclusive to, like, Valentine's Day. And he was like, no, like, it's a Valentine's Day thing too. So he believed that it was like every holiday.
That is
if
hilarious.
You're not wearing the coordinating color, you're gonna get pinched.
You're so dumb.
Like, you didn't wear orange and black on Halloween. Get over here.
I'm gonna have to punch your booty.
Exactly. And I'm like, punch your booty.
Pinch. I kind of slurred my words. Sorry. We're all like, in cough medicine.
Punch.
Oh, uppercut to the butt. What?
Well, we hope that definitely doesn't happen.
Sorry, Mackenzie.
But, yeah, so I was like, that's just so stupid and so dumb. And I think he still, till this day, thinks that it's a real thing. And I'm like, what stupid thing like that have you believed to be true for so long?
I legit thought when I had braces, I think my orthodontist told me if I made out with a boy and he had braces that we would get stuck together.
But that really has happened though.
That's crazy.
Like in movies.
No, I think that's really happened to people. Hi, when you make out, yeah, when you make out, you know, it'll get together. Oh no, we're locked together.
833-563-2539. Has that actually ever happened? And what did you believe that you were like, I cannot believe I was duped into that?
Why do I feel like a lot of these things that we were duped into and believing that were actually not true things come from like our parents or grandparents? Whether
yes.
they were trying to keep us from doing something or they just thought it was cute and you're like, okay, I believe it. Now I'm scared.
Well, even think about cooties. Like, when you're younger, there's a point in time where, like, a lot of kids truly believe that the opposite sex has cooties and to be scared of them and that they have this, like, weird germ so you can't touch them. That is such, like, when you think back on it, a weird, crazy thing that adults contrived mm-hmm. to fool kids.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there are STDs, so maybe cooties are...
That's true.
That was the thing that our parents called them. They're a little bit different. 833-563-2539. I'm going to be really interested to hear what everybody believed as a kid. Did you guys ever eat watermelon? Like, because as a kid, I loved watermelon.
I know where this is going.
Yes, I know where this is going.
There's a couple, actually, things that when it comes to ingesting things in your body that I believed. With watermelon, I honestly thought, like, if the seed got... Like, if you swallowed a seed, because we didn't have seedless, I'm like, it's like, oh, it could grow inside of you. I'm like, I don't want a watermelon to grow inside of me. And then the other one for me was swallowing gum because I accidentally did it once. I'm like, Mom! Mom, I swallowed my gum!
When I was little, I read that carrots are good for your eyesight.
Yes!
Wait, and that's true.
I literally thought, though, I wore glasses as a kid and I ate so many carrots thinking I would never need glasses again.
It's like, Mackenzie, you'll never need it again. Now, I saw, this is a tweet that we got, and this is actually funny, Mackenzie. I don't think you knew this about Live the Web Girl, but somebody said, I believe that people in the past lived in black and white, like the world was black and white, because like old TVs and things were in black and white. Live the Web Girl actually also told us that.
I literally thought that, I didn't think until I was like 15 or something, like an embarrassingly old age.
I found out last week.
Yeah. Okay. That my grandparents didn't actually live in black and white.
Kaylee, let's say good morning to you. What did you believe as a child?
Okay, so I just want to preface this by saying my older sister is like a hyper genius, like straight A student. She was like the pride of my parents' life. And when I was younger, she told me that if you eat your boogers, that's how you get cancer.
Oh!
And I legitimately believed it until I was probably 13 or 14.
That is so intense.
That's crazy.
But like, why do kids eat their boogers? When you really think about it, is it something to do?
I think it's the curious part of a kid. Because like me, I don't know if I did or not. Now that's the grossest thing ever. I'm like,
oh, yeah, exactly.
But still part of me as an adult, I'm like, oh, I'm curious. Like, well, look at that.
You guys, I know an adult who is pregnant with a child, married, who still eats their boogers. And it is the foulest thing I've ever seen in my life.
How do you not leave that person? I don't think the kids should have that kind of person in their life.
That is so gross.
Isn't that disgusting? We're talking like almost 30 years old, still eats her boogers.
Oh my God. Lenny just texted me. He said, I eat my boogers. All right, Lenny, you're off the show. You're off the show. It's Joe McKenzie, and we are talking to you at 833-563-2539 about things as a child. Maybe it was mom, dad, grandma, school, friend, or whatever, that you believed was real. Then you found out, you're like, oh, wait, that's not real. I knew that. Okay. Let's go this morning to the phone lines and see what's going on with Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, what did you believe?
So it wasn't as a child, but I found this out a couple years ago while I was texting my boyfriend about a disagreement. I thought the phrase was, mine as well. Do blah 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 instead of might as well.
Oh, so you mine as well instead of might as well.
Oh, I see.
I feel like there's a bunch.
I would say mine is like subtraction, mine as well. And so he kept going back and forth with, what are you talking about? And I told him, might as well. I even put it in caps and everything. I was like, do you not get it? And he was like, wait, what are you talking about?
Jennifer's like, what are you, so stupid?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm 27 now, and I just found this out a couple years ago, and I'm like, how does anyone, like, let me by in life with saying minus this entire time?
Maybe, Jennifer, they didn't understand what you were saying. That could have been a possibility. Hey, thank you for calling in to Joe McKenzie. I like this DM we got. It says, okay, I have a kind of a school story. It says, I believe that all teachers, like the principal, anybody that was at the school, not students, lived there. I thought that they slept in the classrooms, and they never went to the bathroom. It's like, well, what? How do you think that?
I think there's a big confusion between people. Did you guys say buck naked or butt naked?
Oh, I said butt naked. Like not.
What do you say?
I say butt naked. I also don't know if it's flipping the bird or flicking the bird. Like,
so I feel like
flip the bird.
Legit, if you look it up, it's buck naked.
Maybe because they're like interesting? Buck wild.
I don't know. I think that's funny.
I think of like a deer if it's buck naked. I always thought it was like butt, like you can see your butt cheeks. Right? Like, so you're totally naked. Mm-hmm. Kayla, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's something you believed as a kid? You found out, you're like, oh, that's not the case.
For the longest time, my dad told me not to bite my nails because that's how you get worms and then they come out of your butt.
Wait, say that again?
My dad, he used to tell me not to bite my fingernails. Because that's how you get worms, and then he told me that they also come out of your butt if you bite your nail.
Ooh, well, I mean, that could be actually true because of bacteria and, like, gross mechanisms.
Wait, are you telling us right now that you had worm butt stuff?
No.
Okay, I don't know. I just want to know how you know.
I think of anyone on the show, I would be the last one who would suspect that of.
Hey, worm butt.
Don't throw it at me. Right now, Chops in his condition, I totally think he has worm butt. He's most likely candidate.
I think he wouldn't mind it, though. I'm just kidding.
Anna, Oh,
this
boy.
This is taking a terrible turn.
It has. You're on Joe McKenzie. What's up, Anna? What did you believe as a kid?
When I was younger, my grandpa used to tell us that if we put salt on a bird's tail, it couldn't fly. So we would be out in the yard chasing birds with salt. But it was really just his way to get us out of his hair.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's hilarious. That's smart.
All the grass starts to die off from all the salt. Well, there was a bird there. And there's so many good ones that we're getting in. I like this other DM. I believe that lightning came from the flash of a huge camera in the sky. So every time that, like, I saw lightning, I was like, smile.
I was also the, like, what, the angels were bowling?
Yes, that's what my mom used to say.
Which is really sweet. Oh, like, God, I was heard, like, yeah, God was bowling or something. Yeah. See, parents are smart. Some of these other ones I'm questioning, but these are actually logical things to tell a child.
Our thing was that the devil and God were going against each other in bowling. And, like, when we were really little, I was like, come on, God, like, beat the devil. Like, that they were going, like, head to head in, like, a
we're
bowling
match.
We're
going to match, extra frames.
And we were, like, cheering on God to beat the devil at bowling.
You could tweet us, Joe McKenzie, if you have anything else you think was kind of cool that you want to share that you believed as a kid, but then you found out, like, oh, well, that's not the case. Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. You can join in the conversation. We want to know where you stand on this, about asking permission before you recline a seat on an airplane. This is news I think I talked about last week, but it's gotten more and more legs. And the woman with this guy that was punching the back of her seat because she was reclining, she's now suing. Then the guy wants to sue. Then the Delta, which was not the plane that this happened on, but the CEO was on like a TV show last week, and he chimed in on it, and he says this. He says that it's kind of something you should ask permission to recline to do. That's the proper thing to do. But then I've heard other people arguing, wait a minute. Why do I have to ask permission? And let's say I do ask McKenzie if I can recline my seat. She's like, oh, no. Well, it's like, wait, so that means I can't?
Honestly, I just think it's super rude if you don't say, hey, because people do it all the time. It's just like, I feel like it's karma. Like, then you're going to get something coming to you. Because it's just, there's no, like, if you go back and you feel someone's knees, like, I mean, and that's just.
Planes shouldn't even have a recline option because in reality, unless you're in first class, you can't recline. You can't relax. I've been in first class one time for like a 35-minute flight. It was the greatest flight of my life. And you could recline back, but you weren't bothering anybody. There was spacing.
Well, you were saying, hey, I'm going to pay a ticket just like anybody else. But like also the person that's knees are crunched because you're reclining back, they paid the same amount as you if you're not in like premium or first class. So that's, they have to be cramped because of that.
Live the Web Girl, what do you think?
Well, so I think that you definitely should be able to recline your seat. And then if the person behind you has a problem with it, or they're really tall, or they're claustrophobic, then they are the ones that are kind of being like the inconvenient one, because the recline there is for a reason. Like, take it away if you don't want us to use it. So go ahead and use it. And then the person who doesn't want you to be using it, they can be the ones that reach over and ask, hey, I'm so sorry, I'm 6'3". My knees are crushed. Do you mind not reclining your seat? I would be like, absolutely, definitely. If someone in front of me wants to recline their seat, I have no problem with it.
I feel
no
like people
issue.
Just don't want the confrontation, though. Remember, Liv, when you were like, I painted my nails on a flight, and I was like,
oh, absolutely
not.
Because
I feel like that's so disrespectful. You didn't know, but right. Now you know. But I was like, oh my gosh, that's a huge no-no now. In fact, they will not ever let you do that. But right, I'm just saying, you have to be like respectful, especially like I've been on many long flights, like 4.5, 5 hours, like, and people, I mean, obviously go across the country, but you have to keep that into consideration too. It's different if it's like, I don't know, a trip to, you know, a quickie 45-minute flight, or if it's like 4.5 hours.
But
I don't think it matters either way. To be honest, I know what you're saying. Longer is worse for sure.
If I have my knees and my chest because this guy is just lounging in front of me because he wants
dramatic. To. That's so dramatic. People recline their chairs all the time when they're in front of me, and I'm not affected by it at all. I'm 5'5". I am not affected by it.
Well, that's because you're smaller. People, it would take up more room for me because my gut sticks
out. Let me take this to you.
Obviously, you're different, Joe, because you're not an average-sized human being. No offense.
But Liv, put it in this perspective. You lounge back on Joe. You're going to be hella uncomfortable the entire flight. But your point is like, you can lounge back. You can relax. It's upon Joe to say, hey, I'm a big guy. Please don't do that.
I'm not checking that. I'm not totally aware of the whole situation behind me.
But I'm saying you should be respectful of people around you.
For sure. So I'm going to recline my seat because we're allowed to do that.
But Joe would, like, Joe's behind you. If you recline back, like.
So then Joe would, I'm sure, reach over and be like, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm really tall.
He'll be like, who is this bee in front of me?
I'm not going to assume that everyone cares so much about a reclining seat. I'm not going to assume that. If they have a problem with it, I will more than like, I'm not going to cause any drama. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Absolutely. I can sit
back. But
there
are people that would. We don't want an altercation. Like if someone leans back, I think they're a freaking jerk, but I'm not going to be like, excuse
you wouldn't say anything
me.
At all?
You can politely, no. Have you never politely asked someone like, hey, I'm sorry, can you not do that?
No, because I think people are annoying and the worst. And I don't want to, who knows if someone won't stand up and be like, I don't want to deal with people. I'll just think, what a freaking jerk. And then I'll just do my own thing.
Okay. Obviously, we have no passion about this topic. 833-563-2539. What do you think? Do you need to ask permission to actually recline your seat back? Or is that just something like, hey, it's my seat. I can do what I want. Or as Mackenzie said, it's like, it's kind of a rude move. That's like, that's not cool. Why are you doing that?
I just think when I travel all the time, people get upset about every single thing. If there's a crying baby, you should see the people that get so upset about that.
Well, don't they have those overhead bins
and
or whatever?
That's a reclining seat is something you can control. A screaming child, you really can't control.
All right, we'll talk to you next here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Today we head to the state of Ohio where a woman, not a teenager, but a 36-year-old woman, I would say if you're 36, you're probably an adult, right? Like you should be somewhat mature and handle things.
Yes, I would say so.
She called 911 because her parents shut off her cell phone. Is this a future Liv we're looking at right now?
Oh, no.
Yeah, the woman demanded the police go to her home because her parents had canceled her cell phone. Not much sure what exactly happened, if she was just being like an immature 36-year-old, or maybe there's like, you know what, we really need you to get off our plan and just get your own. But yeah, she was upset. She told when she called 911, they said, listen, ma'am, this is only for emergencies. But the woman called again a few hours later. The dispatcher said the woman was belligerent. So obviously she was probably on drugs or something when this went down.
Or just having a mental breakdown because all of a sudden her phone plan is canceled.
Would that be you, like if today mama and dad cut Liv the Web Girl off of the cell phone plan?
My mom, if we used to not do one of our chores, my mom would turn off our cell phone service because she could do it so easily on her phone. She would turn it off and she wouldn't give us a warning. So all of a sudden our text messages would stop going through and we're like, oh my gosh, no. And then we would test it with one of my sisters. And it wouldn't work, and you would know that our mom canceled our service.
She
turned it off for a little bit because we didn't do our chore. I'm getting anxious and worked up right now. Just
hold on. This is insane that her mom would actually like have the power to cancel the plan and put it back on.
She's not canceling. It's like turning it off and turning it on, so she can do it with no problem.
When do you get cut off the plan?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't. I'm still on my parents' family plan.
They probably don't even realize she's still on it.
Until the day I get married. But we just don't bring up cell phone plans around them because I'm just trying to make them forget that I'm on it.
Do your sisters get jelly, though?
Well, no, because my sister, Emily, was on it until she was, I think, 26 or something. Literally until she got married.
Okay.
So I'm like, perfect. Okay. I think even maybe 27. So I'm like, you guys should keep me on until you're married.
I can
what
see.
What else are they going to spend it on?
I can see Liv the Web Girl like getting proposed to. And it's like, I'm going to say no for now. Like, if we can just delay that a little bit, that'd be great. Well, the woman was belligerent. And she's like, look, I got a legit issue. The police disagreed. And she was arrested and charged with disturbing public services. That is your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
Lizzo made some comments, which are a great comment. She was talking about how the double standard when it comes to judging men and women based on their looks in an interview she recently had. But one thing in that interview in particular kind of stuck out to me. And I was like, wait a minute. I always thought that women secretly, like, whether they were impressed with this or they were laughing at this, they always talked about this. It involves a letter. It's between the letter C and E. It's something that men have. Can you figure it out? We'll talk about it next here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Lizzo and getting comments on her body size is nothing new. Hey, we're Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. She was interviewed, and I saw this, I think, in Complex magazine. And she was kind of talking about how it's such a double standard about how women will be talked about and all their body stuff. And she says, listen, we never talk about guys' body parts. Check this out.
You know, I'm able to do what I do because of those great women. And they all look completely different. They don't all look the same. And they all have to deal with the same type of marginalization and misogyny. So what does that tell you about the oppressor? What does that tell you about men? Get it together. We don't talk about your sizes, do we? And say, that's not a conventional size. It's too small. We still let y'all run all over the goddamn place.
Liz was very frank. Kind of a scary laugh. You're like, I don't know what to say.
The laugh at the end there. Get it, mama.
Now, my question is this. I always thought that women did talk and sometimes would laugh. And I'm just moving on. I'm not comparing the men to women thing. I'm talking strictly about, do women actually have these conversations or judge a dude based on what he's working with? 833-563-2539.
I think the difference is when we're like with our girls and we're going in-depth combo about like what has just happened, maybe what happened the night before, or if we've been, but like not off the bat, like if you're like walking by, we're not like guessing. Typically we don't talk about it like off the cuff. Like guys will see a girl walk by like, oh yeah, talking about her boobs or her butt, whatever.
Mackenzie's gesture right now for like, it was like Dolly Parton was in the room. We're like, oh yeah, or the Kool-Aid man, oh yeah, look at those.
Jeez. No, but seriously. So I feel like, but with our girls, we will, but once we're deep in that conversation.
Because I feel like a woman would judge a dude, like if it was negative. Not like if it was like too big, but
no,
if
I
it
mean,
was the opposite.
We will give props where props are due.
No, for sure, which is a good thing. But I feel like more often than not, women, like from what I've heard, like, oh, like it's not, I can't work with this. And they're out.
I feel like that is a large stereotype or assumption. We see these things maybe happen in movies, television shows, but being in college with friends who were very, very highly sexually active, flipping pancakes quite a bit, it really does not happen as often as you might think it does. I mean, if a guy is like crazy well,
endowed.
Gifted, yes, well endowed, then maybe they'll bring it up. Or like I've heard rumors that this one guy had like a micro. But other than that, like it's not talked about.
I feel like Chops chime in here, gay men in particular, because someone was making comments. Like is that a thing?
Oh yeah. Unfortunately that's very much talked
like prominent.
About. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, to think about it, that's the main thing you're working with, right? If you're a dude.
Yeah.
I mean, so what else does a dude have to offer?
Pretty important.
I feel like if I was a dude, I'd want the micro.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Okay, let us know. Well, I would actually know if this is true or not.
It's like so many men that just tuned in, like at that second, they're just like, what?
My DMs are going to blow up.
833
They're running off the road.
2539. This song goes perfectly as we talk about this. It's Bieber, Yummy. Sorry, I had to take care of some business around here. People trying to get up all in my space. I say, get back. I'm going to crack you.
Wow.
Hey, we're Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now 100.9. Chops has still got the bubonic plague. Thanks for coming into work. We appreciate your dedication to the show.
Yeah, can I go home now?
Yeah, we told you you didn't have to come in today.
Oh.
This is different. We're not like, you must come in. He's like, hey, I'll come in. It'd be fun.
It'll be fun to get you guys all sick.
How mad are you going to be? Don't you go on like to Costa Rica soon or something?
Oh, I'll catch a case. I'll murder you if I get sick.
Oh.
Yeah, because like I don't want to travel if I'm sick. Selfishly, like I don't even care. I don't even care if I infect other people. I just don't want to go through that.
Plot twist. Joe gets on the plane sick and everyone.
Could you imagine like and I'm wearing a mask like he's got the coronavirus?
I hate traveling.
I get tackled by everybody.
It will happen. Inevitably, people on your flight
you know what's gonna
will be
happen?
So sick.
Because your sick self, I'm gonna get quarantined
in Costa Rica.
To be fair, of all the places to get quarantined, I would take that.
Dude, I'll get quarantined in Costa Rica for a while.
No kidding. I mean, I could live there forever. It's the life. But let's not think about that. Let's think about what we got got going on for the rest of the day? Mackenzie, what's going on with you?
Okay, so I'm going to go to the dentist today, and it's like this dental spa. It's a first-time experience. I'm going to go check it out. It's really weird, though. They were like, a lot about 2 hours, and then we'll schedule your cleaning. And I was like, huh? What am I going to be doing there for 2 hours and then a cleaning? I'm always, you know me, I'm very efficient with my time, so I'm going to try to get a cleaning while I'm there, because I've got no other time to like come back for a cleaning after I'm there for 2 hours.
You're like, for the record, that takes up 4 of my 30-minute blocks. I just want to let you know.
They make fun of me. I literally black out my entire day. I'm like,
that sounds like a dentist's office that Robert Kraft would visit, if you're catching my drift. I'd be careful.
Relax, Mackenzie. Yes. Oh, don't worry. We'll get to that filling in a second.
Keep you posted. I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to go check out Liv's awesome cycle bar class.
Woo-woo.
Then Lucy, my daughter, is in a basketball tournament, which kicks off tonight.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
So I do have my cycle bar class at Cycle Bar Fisher's this evening around 5:15. But before then, I'm going to go to the grocery store. I have literally zero food to eat at all. So I'm going to get some good stuff for lunch and for dinner and for snacks this week, which I'm really trying to like be as healthy as possible so I don't get sick. I just do not have time for that. And then maybe I'll be able to catch like half an episode of Vanderpump Rules. I'm very behind, so I'm trying to catch up.
Okay, cool. And Pork Chop, yeah, please don't breathe on the mic like that.
Yeah, so I just want to go home and get better, because Sunday and Monday I've spent really, really sick with like my temperature thing hit 101.5, so that's kind of feverish, right?
Yeah, that's definitely a fever.
Yeah, so I just need to rest, and then maybe after I rest, I'll play some Call of Duty. You know, they got the new 2v2 tournament, so hopefully my friend Joe will want to play, because that's fun.
I need a new controller, dude. I'm kind of out of commission.
Well, then let's go to Target, get a controller, and...
I just don't have money right now. I'm going to Costa Rica.
I
need to
get
money to hang out with Slaus.
I'll get you one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're the best thing that ever happened to me.
But you actually have to play.
Okay, if you buy it for me, I'll play, no doubt.
Chops, I feel like you really just need to go home and go to sleep.
I will.
No, I agree. And I mean, I'm glad you like worked today, because it is tough when we're down a man or a woman on the show. But yeah, Mackenzie is right. You work so much. Like, that's probably the biggest reason why you're not feeling so well.
Probably, yeah. I was definitely very exhausted Saturday night.
I got to check. I know the weather's getting cooler for the rest of the day, but the biggest thing is, oh man, if you have a dog, it's like there was some nice weather the other day we had, but it's been so cruddy lately that I hate taking them out, because it's cold for them, cold for me. Like, I'm just praying for warmer weather to be coming, because right now it's like 40. It feels like 32 in downtown Indy, and it's going to be getting cooler all the way overnight. We're dropping down to a low of 26.
Oh my gosh. You guys know how I love to do cryo. Like, I went to Recovery Room USA. I always go there and do cryotherapy, but like when it was freezing out, like what, last week or before, I felt like it was just cryo outside.
No kidding. Like, I'm doing it for free.
Oh, wow. It's awesome. No,
all right. Well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.